Hello, podcast listeners. It's Christina here, and welcome to Manifesting Abundance Part 2. So hopefully you did all the assignments of Part 1, and please listen to Part 1 instead of just jumping to Part 2, but it wouldn't kill you if you listen to this one first. I just kind of want you to follow the flow of the Manifesting Abundance. Okay, so we're going to get right into it because you know I don't mess around here. We are going to talk today about claiming responsibility for creating the things you complain about. So one way that we're manifesting right now is by getting rid of our struggles, getting rid of our resistances. We're opening the door for good vibrations, positivity, and we have to work on ourselves a little bit. And that's what we're doing right now. So I want you to claim responsibility for creating the things you complain about. So right now, I want you to open up your gratitude journal or take a piece of paper, and we're going to make a little list. What do you complain about? Make a list of what you complain about, okay? And then we're going to reclaim our power. We're going to reclaim our power, and we're not going to complain. We're going to take what we complain about. We're going to realize that that's the life we're creating because we're constantly complaining about certain things, and we're going to reclaim our power. So just like we've done in other podcasts, we're going to flip our sentences. We're going to flip our words into something positive, all right? So first, make your list. What are you complaining about? All right. Now, the next thing I need you to do, so you're going to put me on pause and finish your list, and then take me off pause. But I want you to make a list of things that are incomplete. So when we complete things, it restores and enhances your energy. And the more significant the completion, the greater your energy will be enhanced. That is so powerful. Like, hear this again, all right? So if you have a list of things that are incomplete, subconsciously, that's sucking your energy. That is subconsciously on your mind. And you can't complete one thing if you still got 30 things you need to complete over here and it's in the back of your mind. So completing things restores and enhances your energy. Yes. And the more significant the completion, the greater your energy will be enhanced. This is so true because, again, it just drains your energy when you have things that you need to complete. It slows down the speed of manifesting what you want in your life right now. So completing things will restore and enhance your energy. You're going to feel good about it. You're going to be so happy that you got things done. So this is what I need you to do. I need you to acknowledge your feelings about a project that you're leaving behind, okay? So this is how we're going to do it. We're going to make that list, all right, of what you need completed. Now, look at it and acknowledge your feelings about a project that you're leaving behind, okay? So just, hey, I got to put you on the back burner. You're not going to make me any money. You're a feel-good project. It's not that important. It's more of a side project. It's not going to do anything for my life other than making me feel good right now. But just knowing I still need to finish you is kind of bothering me, and I'm going to put you on the back burner and I'll work on you in a few months. So like, and then kind of thank the project, like actually thank it. Like, I appreciate this project. I appreciate what I've been getting out of it. And I thank you, project, but I'll come back to you. All right. So sometimes when we acknowledge things and we give it like positivity and we give it some love and gratitude and appreciation, it'll feel better. So really in your subconscious, it'll feel better. So make your list. Take what can be put on the back burner. You may want to come back to this project only on a rainy day, or maybe only in the winter time when seasons change. Maybe it's summer where you are right now and you want to go outside and enjoy the summer, and it's a writing project and you don't like to write only on rainy days or in the winter. So tell your project that. You're really telling your subconscious that, but you're going to say it out loud, affirm it, and give it love, give it gratitude, and say, hey, project number one, painting. Project number two, my writing. Project number three, I was making a shell ornament for Christmas. Like, that's all going to be on the back burner, and I need to focus on this project right now. This needs to be my priority project, and I'm working on, singing a song, okay? Because I have a friend who's going to give it to a DJ and they're going to use it, and it could potentially bring me more abundance in my life, okay? whatever it may be. That's just an example. All right. But you want to make a list of projects, list of things that are incomplete. And then what's priority and what can be put on the back burner. And then you're going to tell those projects, thank you, but this is when I'm going to get to you. Now, this next level of acknowledging things that are incomplete in your life is a little tough. So this is a little bit tougher and it's a little weird, but it's true. And again, this is working on you. You're growing and evolving as a person, okay? So as we're growing and evolving as a person, sometimes we have to admit truths to ourselves or to others that we're not really very fond of. We may be a little embarrassed of, okay? So I want you to make a list of incompletions, we're calling them, okay, of that have to cover your life, all right? So this has to do with your life, really, love, family, business. So for example, this is just examples. Mom, I never told you that I stole money from your purse when I was a teenager. Or maybe it was an agreement. Hey, Sally, I know I promised to pay you back the $100. I never paid you back and I still don't have the money, but I'm going to try to get it to you. Or feelings. Maybe you've been disappointed about somebody's actions or a job and you never really acknowledged your feelings about it. So acknowledging those feelings and maybe actually writing an email or telling a friend about those feelings. How about significant life event have you taken responsibility for? Are you the victim of somebody's years of addiction or violent or mental or emotional abuse and you've never really taken responsibility for it, you know, perceived yourself as a victim, or maybe you were the one dishing it out. So trying to accept responsibility for different life events that you didn't have control over, such as actions of adults around you when you were a child, you can't, that's different, okay? But things that you have had control over, life events that you were in control of, that's where I need you to take some responsibility and grow and evolve and, you know, kind of put them aside and put them to bed, really. We always want to grow forward. With any life coaching or any of these assignments that we do, we're trying to move forward. So acknowledging things, being done with it, moving forward is where we're going, okay? But sometimes we need to acknowledge it to move forward. And that's all I want you to do. So whether it's acknowledging it out loud, on paper, looking in a mirror, whatever it is that's comfortable for you. Again, this is your comfort level. What's comfortable for you is what I need you to do right now, okay? But I need you to love yourself unconditionally with this. So I also need you to affirm and say, I love myself unconditionally. I love myself unconditionally. I love myself unconditionally. So again, we're going to claim responsibility for creating things you complain about. You're going to reclaim your power here. Okay. We are going to make a list of things that are incomplete. Love, life, business, just a basic list, to-do list. You're going to thank projects for what they've done for you, but you're also going to tell projects what they need to, you know, they need to be on the back burner and thank you. And you're going to make a list of those incompletes that have to do with life, love, family, business. And you're going to get rid of them. You're going to get rid of anything that has been bothering you in your subconscious. And we are going to take a big giant step forward. So put me on pause, make your list. This is work, guys. This is going to take a little work today. All right. Take a little time right now. And then we're going to move forward. So take some time, pause right now, and come back to me when you're ready to move forward and you wrote these lists. Okay, good job. You have your list. Now, our goal is to find our abundance within releasing all this stuff and to love yourself unconditionally, which is going to attract more positive vibrations and will bring the abundance in. Again, this is manifesting abundance. So you're saying, why are we doing all this stuff, all this work? Because when we get through this work, it's like the aha moment. The light will shine down, the stream will flow, and abundance will come. So now we have to not only just release and we did all this work, we're going to find what are you good at? What are you spending the time? Like, you know, sometimes we do 10 different things and we're not great at any of them, but the thing that we're great at is on the back burner, So what is it that you are the best at doing? What is your absolute best thing that you are the best at? Just, that's it. That's all I want to know. What are you the best at? Because sometimes we work quietly and with passion, and unexpected blessings will come. So I want you to find, what are you the best at? What are you the best at? Maybe it's making you no money right now and you're not paying much attention to it because you're doing 35 other things that are kind of trickling in some money flow. A lot of people have home little projects or side businesses, or, you know, they take on extra work from work. But maybe that's not your passion and that's not what you're great at. Maybe you're great at doing flower arrangements or baking cakes or whatever it is. So whatever it is, maybe if we focus a little more time on your passion, at what you're very good at, and again, you can just be doing it and slowly the blessings will come. Somebody will say, hey, I know you, I saw the picture you put of that flower arrangement. I didn't know you did that. And can you make some for whatever, the girls for the prom? Or, and all of a sudden now you got like an abundance of money coming in from something that you absolutely love doing. So what is it that you're good at? What do you enjoy? You know, and again, abundance doesn't have to mean $1 million that makes you happy. Abundance can be happiness. Like if you're living a, you know, a life and it's quality and you're happy and you're paying your bills and you have freedom, that's all it takes. That may be all it takes for you to be happy and to feel success and to feel like, wow, I did it. I'm really happy where I am. You don't have to have more to be happy, okay? As long as you have certain things in your life, you may be completely happy. If you have family, togetherness, maybe you have the best relationship you've ever been in. Maybe that's all you need. Maybe that's what you're attracting. So when we say the word abundance and manifesting abundance, you know, maybe it's not just money. Abundance can be happiness, togetherness, family time, freedom to do what you want, go for walks, take pictures, work out, whatever it may be. Okay. So abundance will come. We release all of these things, keep them in the back. We're going to work quietly and with passion, and unexpected blessings will come. But we have to dedicate time to your passion, and you're going to feel happy about that as well. So you guys have a lot of work in this podcast to do. We did a lot of little assignments. I really want you to take your time, go through everything I just said, listen to part one, follow up with this part two, and, you know, re-listen to them again if you have to. But do the work, do the list, put it on pause when you have to. And we really want to work at manifesting abundance. So the next thing we're going to do is I'm going to lead you through a short little meditation. So I want you to find a comfortable, quiet spot. If you're walking, have a seat. If you're at home, get yourself in a safe little quiet place where you're not going to be interrupted for the next 60 seconds. We're going to go through a very short little, I'm going to walk you through a little meditation, and we're going to feel really good at the end of it. And we're going to close out with that. Okay, so go get yourself comfortable and we're going to start in a second. Okay, find yourself in a nice little quiet spot, and I want you to close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Nice deep breath, three times, in through your nose, out through your mouth, blowing it out, in through your nose, out through your mouth. One more time, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And just relax your body. And we're going to go on a little journey. We're going to go for a little walk. We're going to go down a little path in the woods. I want you to visualize yourself on a really cool path in the woods with big green tall trees surrounding you. And off in the distance, you can see the sun shining through different areas. But you're walking through a lot of shade in the forest. And you can hear different animal sounds around you. And as you're walking through, you're going to see all these little golden rays, golden drops of sunlight. And as you're walking through all the little golden rays and drops of sunlight, it's cleansing you. It's cleansing and washing off all the negative attached, anything that needs to be released. As we walk through the sunshine and we enter into the shade, and you walk through the sunshine and you walk into the shade, and you're just going to follow the path as it keeps breaking shade and sunshine. All the way down, just a beautiful path, and all you see is the trees and listening to nature around you. And we just want to feel. I want you to feel. What is happiness to you? What is this feeling of freedom and happiness? We're just flowing down this nice wooded path. And just feel the happiness, feel the freedom as you walk freely through the forest. We're going to ground ourselves. We're going to look down at our feet. And if we have shoes on, we're going to take them off, and we're going to leave our shoes to the side of the forest, and we're going to go barefoot on this path. And you can visualize this, or if you really want to take your shoes off, you can. But we're going to ground into the forest. And I want you to stand tall. And I want you to take your hands and raise them, putting your palms together up above your head. Standing tall like a tree in the forest, hands up over your head, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, and grounding your feet into that ground. I want you to feel tree branches growing through the bottoms of your feet, grounding yourself just as the trees all around you in this forest. And your hands are shining up above, aiming towards that sunlight, palms pressed together, feet down firmly into the ground, tree branches grounding, holding you tall and strong so you can't sway in the wind. And you're as tall as a tree. And the white light of the sunlight is shining down in through your fingertips. And it's going to flow through every inch of your body, from your fingertips into every joint, into your elbows and down to your shoulders, through your face, your neck. Feel it in your lips, your throat, down into your heart, filling your whole body with white, pure light. White, pure light going down and through your solar plexus into your hips, down and through your legs, your glutes, your hamstrings, your knees, all the way down into your toes. You are just one brilliant, white, shining light standing tall in this forest. Just breathing, and slowly you're going to shake your arms out. Walking through, you are filled with pure white light, abundance, pure, healthy, happy, free. You are open to receive. You are open to receive. Saying that in your mind as you turn to walk back out the trail that we just came down, picking your shoes up with you, staying barefoot on the soil. And you're walking back out the way we came in. I am open to receive. I want you to keep repeating this. I am open to receive. I am open to receive. I am open to receive all abundance flowing to me. I am open to receive all abundance flowing to me. I am open to receive all abundance flowing to me as we walk back through the pathway. And as you come to the exit, we thank the forest. I am grateful for you, forest. I am grateful for you, meditation. I appreciate you. I am grateful for you. And I want you to slowly open your eyes, coming up and out of this meditation and back to reality. Well, thank you guys for doing Manifesting Abundance with me. This is a great little meditation. This is a great affirmation. I need you guys to practice this. And this isn't something you just do once in your life and you're done. Whenever you feel you need it, come back to these podcasts. Come back to these directions. Come back to this meditation. Always say these affirmations. Believe them. Feel them. Say these affirmations and they will open up blessings in your life, unexpected blessings, and you will one day look back and be like, oh yeah, I've been on this path. I've been flowing, releasing all negativity. I've been working on me. And when you do the work on yourself, things will open. Doors will open. Unexpected blessings will flow into your life. But you got to do the work on yourself. All right. Good luck, you guys, and the rest of your day or night tonight. Thank you for listening. And I look forward to you listening to our next podcast. Thank you.